Parliament, Lord Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be here at the formal announcement of government funding for the Dublin Heritage Trail, to be called the Dubline. The project will receive £3.5 million in funding from Fáilte Ireland in the coming years, alongside an additional £500,000 from Dublin City Council. As you know, over 6 million visitors, international visitors, come to Ireland every year, and three quarters of those spend some of their time in Dublin. So Dublin is not only the political capital of Ireland, it's also the tourist capital of Ireland and a major international tourist hotspot. The project will refresh Dublin's tourism offer by linking up some of its key attractions using modern technology, signage, improvements to public spaces and streetscapes along the route. It'll tell the story of the city of Dublin and become a focal point for visitors. The walk will take in Trinity College and will run as far as Kilmainham, taking people through centuries of Irish history, including our Viking, medieval, normal and Anglo-Irish past. The new initiative will combine the ancient era with modern technology to immerse tourists in Dublin's history. And in many ways, I suppose what it's going to do is take people starting at Trinity College and starting with the great history there, running by the old Parliament building, up Dame Street to here at City Hall, through to Christchurch, onto Thomas Street and the storehouse, and then on to historic Kilmainham Jail and the Museum of Modern Art. And certainly if it is a success, we can potentially build on it and perhaps consider additional phases moving to the north side of the city, perhaps up as far as Croke Park. Here at City Hall, there'll be a new tourist information hub right out there on Bernardo Square, which will become a focal point for information and for tourists right here in the heart of the city. Finally, I want to extend my thanks to everyone who's been involved in developing this project and all those people who are going to ensure that it is a phenomenal success. Those include, of course, the local communities and retailers and business groups who have been involved in the project and will continue to be as we go on. Fáilte Ireland, which is funding the project alongside Dublin City Council, and also the Office of Public Works. So I think it's a very good day for Dublin and a great opportunity to offer an even better face to the city to tourists than we have in the past. Thank you.